Hey everyone, it's Ryan here with Cardinal Aviation. Welcome to episode number 45 of the Cardinal Aviation Audio Briefings. Thank you for joining us. We're so happy to have you here. The last couple episodes have been a bit on the longer side. We've had some amazing interviews with some amazing aviators. But today we're going to keep it kind of short and we're going to get right back to basics, how we started this, where, yeah, you guessed it, I'm pretty much just going to talk about something that I feel important about. And the topic today is going to be all about giving clients space. But before I get into that, I want to thank Lakshmi Kanta for becoming a show supporter this week. So they went online, they went to cardinalaviation.ca/podcast. They hit the support the podcast button there and became an annual subscriber. So really appreciative of that. And to all those that bought the coffee this week, I've got another supporter to dedicate the next episode to. So we really appreciate it. It allows us to keep getting this content out to you. In addition to all that, we've had some really great topic suggestions come in. So in some future episodes, we're going to be talking about back to some ATC stuff, about what ATC separation minima are, how much space we have to give between airplanes, what it means when you say you have an airplane in sight, how that helps you on the IFR side. I'm going to get into all of that in the next couple episodes. I also want to talk about a gravel bar coaching session, what to look for when you're landing off airport, some of the decision making that goes into that. But as I said before, today's episode is going to be all about giving clients space. So going to get into that here in 2 seconds. Go ahead, follow us on Instagram at Cardinal Aviation. Visit us online, www.cardinalaviation.ca. Send us your feedback, send us your questions. We do this for you. And I want to thank you for sticking with us for 45 episodes. I know a lot of you have learned a lot. I have learned a lot in doing this. So the last couple weeks, I've had a couple interesting flights. One of them was with Robin. And I mentioned Robin a few episodes back. And we've done a bunch of IFR coaching, trying to level up his IFR flying, getting him ready for his recurrent IFR check ride, or IPC, we call it, instrument proficiency check. And we go through the motions and we go through the exercises and we flew a few flights, and Robin knows his airplane. And Robin's challenge that he self-identified is when we have to do it in a compressed format, when things get busy, just confident button pushing. And he takes his radio work very seriously and is working on cutting out excess verbiage. And in any client coach pairing or relationship, there comes a point where the coaching needs to be scaled back so that the student or the client can gain the confidence that they know what they're doing and that they're operating at that next level on their own. So my last flight with Robin, it was interesting. I was thinking, I was cutting vegetables for dinner, getting ready to cook something for the family. And I called Robin. I said, "Hey, Robin, I got an idea. And we're supposed to fly the next morning." And I called him up and he goes, "What's that?" And I said, "Here's what I want you to do." And Robin's a private pilot. I said, "When you get up tomorrow morning, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to channel your inner corporate pilot or professional pilot or be an airline pilot for a day. Whatever you need to do to get into that mindset, I just want you to feel it from the minute you wake up in the morning." And Robin flies from an airport that's about 30 miles away to come to Pitt Meadows Airport to work with me. And I said, "Then you're going to get in your airplane, prepare your airplane like you're going to work, like it is your job. And then fly it to come pick up your VIP client, which in this case is going to be me today. And I'll be waiting for you at the airport. And when you show up, we're going to cut the small talk, no small talk. You're a professional corporate pilot. I'm your passenger, the boss, the airplane owner, whatever it is. And we're just going to kind of play the part. And here's the thing, I'm going to get in the back seat. So for our whole flight today, you are going to be the only one up front. There's going to be an empty seat next to you. I'm just going to be in the back seat. I'm along for the ride. I know nothing. And I just want to see you operate." And I mean, let me tell you, what a game changer that was. And we flew and Robin was nailing his radio calls. He was nailing all of his programming of the GPS and his instrument manipulation and his flying and his procedures. If he was going down a little bit of a rabbit hole, we'd let it happen and he recognized it and he fixed it. And it just felt really, really good to watch Robin operate sitting in the back seat. It was really rewarding. And I'd done the same thing before with other clients, especially when we're doing type training, like on multi-engine airplanes. So Navajo, for example, we were getting towards the end of one client's Navajo training. And I said, okay, the last thing you need to do is take me to whatever these three airports and, you know, do it safely, do it confidently, and we'll sign you off for insurance. And we got to the furthest airport in our little milk run and things had been okay. There's a few airmanship issues, a few checklist issues that I knew he knew better. And it was funny because we got out of the airplane and I kind of walked away a little bit upset, you know, maybe visibly frustrated. And he goes, "Hey, what's wrong? What's wrong?" I said, "Dude, I know you know better. You do better. You are capable of better. I know you can do this." I said, "So here's what's going to happen." I said, "To get home, I'm going to get in the back seat. I'm going to go sit in the very back, the third row. And I'm going to plug in my headset and I'll be listening, but I'm not plugging in my mic. You can't ask me any questions." He said, no, come sit up front. I thought we were friends. I thought, you know, we like flying together and, you know, come hang out with me. We can chat." I said, "Nope." I said, "I'm sitting in the back." And just having that physical separation of sitting in the back of the airplane, keeping in mind that he was a licensed pilot, he did have a multi-endorsement. We were doing kind of specialty training. Having that physical separation where you're not within reach of the push to talk to correct a radio call or to make a radio call for them, and you're not within reach of the switches to help them with something without even thinking about it, that physical separation with the right person can be such a confidence booster, just to show them that they can do it without you, that they are capable, that they are proficient, and that they are competent. And I think it's a really good way for us as coaches to take ourselves out of the situation and look at it, look at the forest really, instead of just seeing a tree. So that was a strategy that I've used a couple times, most recently with Robin, and I'm really, really satisfied with the results. And I had one person who knew about this. He goes, "Well, that's kind of nuts. Like, why would you get in the back? Like, you can't reach the controls. You can't do anything." And here's the thing. They are licensed pilots. And as far as I'm concerned, if you are a coach or you are an instructor, and you are responsible for training people, if you're not willing to remove yourself from the cockpit, from where you have direct access to the controls, and you're not confident or comfortable leaving that direct interactive zone to get some physical distance, to leave them on their own, to trust them to do it on their own, and it is about trust, have you really done your job? I mean, we have no business signing somebody off for a type checkout or for a flight test or for a type rating or for whatever it may be, where we have a responsibility to have trained somebody to a certain level of proficiency. We have no business signing somebody off or taking any pride in our work if we are not willing to sit in the very back, the furthest away from the controls, and trust that we have done our job in giving the pilot or the client the tools that they need to be safe, to make the right decisions, knowing that we have done our job. And that is my challenge, I think, to people that are doing similar work that I'm doing as a coach or as an instructor. I mean, obviously you're not going to leave the cockpit with somebody who is not licensed, but if the opportunity presents itself to give them more space, to let them feel trusted, I mean, it's not always going to go well, but I don't think we've done our job unless we are willing to allow them to perform on their own, but with our butts in the seat on the line if something were to go bad. So that's going to be my thoughts for this week. Nice short one this week. I want to thank all of you guys for your ongoing support, for listening. If you have any questions, any comments, any topic suggestions, I've got a bunch kind of lined up that we're going to start getting out here. Feel free to email us info@cardinalaviation.ca. Follow us on Instagram @CardinalAviation and check out the services that we offer on the coaching side, on the consulting side. Any aviation challenges that you have, we love finding solutions for them. So check it out at cardinalaviation.ca. All right, everyone, until next time, fly safely, never stop learning, and take care of yourself.